An enormous cloud of dust, 2 kilometers high, blew through Lubbock, Texas this October, after months of record-breaking drought and heat. The dust storm brought back memories of the 1930s Dust Bowl era, when frequent and severe storms devastated the region. When farmers settled the U.S. Great Plains in the late 1800s, they found seemingly endless expanses of fertile soil. But a 1936 documentary called The Plow That Broke the Plains looked back at how that fertile land turned to dust in the region's difficult climate.
High winds and sun, a country without rivers and with little rain. Settler, plow at your peril.
The settlers did plow for generations, carving up the soils of the Great Plains to prepare them for crop after crop of wheat. But the ground was so broken up that when a severe drought dragged on through the 1930s, the wind easily carried the soil away. Millions fled the region as their livelihoods literally blew away in the dust storms. But while last month's storm was severe, a return to the Dust Bowl days is unlikely, says Texas State Conservation Chief Salvador Salinas.
We have come a long way from those days where we had these occurrences as a common occurrence.
One reason dust storms were more common in the 1930s, experts say, is that plowing was more common back then. Farmers around the world use the plow to control weeds and to prepare the land for planting, but wherever the soil is tilled, it is more vulnerable to erosion, whether by high winds in the U.S. Great Plains or by rain in many other parts of the world. Bram Hovertz has seen the impacts of erosion in Mexico, where he heads the Conservation Agriculture Program at the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center.
There is a percentage of area in certain states of Mexico where farming is no longer possible because we already eroded those areas.
So Hovertz suggests a different approach.
Throwing away the plow, no longer plowing, no movement of soil.
In the Texas High Plains, that means farmers use special equipment to till just a strip of soil where the seed and fertilizer go. The rest of the field is left alone. And the stalks and leaves they used to till under, they now leave behind, says farmer David Ford.
Everything in between these rows is the organic matter left from the wheat straw, which helps keep the ground covered, reduces soil erosion.
Keeping the ground covered helps shield the precious soil from wind and sun and keeps moisture from evaporating. In this year's extreme drought and heat, minimal tillage and maximum cover made a big difference, says Brant Underwood, an agronomist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
I think it made a huge difference. It's my opinion that the strip-till system right here and the residue management is what's enabled David to produce this kind of corn crop in this drought-type year.
David Ford adds that plowing less also saves him money.
We don't have to burn the fuel that we used to burn. Our equipment will last longer.
And strip tilling is not just for big American farms. Bram Hovert's center is helping design equipment like this hand-operated tiller for small-scale farmers in developing countries.
We want to have machines locally built so that the local small businesses also get better from the improved technologies.
Research shows farmers get as good or better yields using these methods while saving money on their production costs. That means when it comes to the age-old practice of plowing, less really is more. Steve Barragona, VOA News.